Listening to the Cannabis Hangout, two girls, one bowl, and a podcast that is breaking the stigma of marijuana. My name is Brannon.
And my name is Saba. We will be connecting with a community of cannabis enthusiasts by educating people,
sharing stories from medical marijuana patients,
and interviewing industry leaders while debunking cannabis myths.
So we invite you to come roll with us
while we break it all down.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Cannabis Hangout. My name's Brannon.
My name is Saab.
In a previous episode, we introduced what terpenes are. We know that a single plant can contain many different terpenes, but each plant has its own unique terpene profile that's actually dominated by one particular terpene. So as a part of our terpene talk today, Saba and I are just going to be focusing on linalool and limonene. So let's dive in.
For those of you playing catch up, terpenes are characteristics of cannabis. They can relieve stress, help with relaxation and sleep, but also they can provide focus and energy. However, terpenes are not specific to cannabis. They can actually be found all around us, which is pretty cool. I'm going to start with limonene, which is the first terpene we are going...
Backwards.
I'm going to be starting with linalool, which is the first terpene we're going to be talking about. Linalool is a terpene that is derived from spice plants and flowers. It's known to be sedative and anti-inflammatory and have stress-relieving properties, which I think is really awesome. When thinking of linalool, think lavender. Lavender is very calming. It's very relaxing. It provides a lot of just zen and ease. So with that, having this terpene a part of your cannabis journey can provide various healing properties if used in the right manner and in the proper combination with other terpenes. So that's one thing we have discussed before, that it's nice to know your terpenes and really do the research. So when you're looking for certain strains and you see these terpene profiles, you can really say, oh, those two don't belong together. That's not going to be good for me. Or those two are a dynamite effect, and that's going to give me the exact effects I'm looking for out of this flower. This is also a great time if you're terpene hunting to better your cannabis routine is to take notes on your phone or a journal, like we always say, just so you can really document and break down what's going to be best for you and what works. Not all terpenes will work good together for your body. It's everyone's experience is their own.
Right. We know a lot of people who steer away from certain terpenes because it makes them like too anxious or whatever it might be.
Absolutely. So that's why journaling is nice, because you can always go back and mark strains you don't like, mark terpenes you don't like, or mark things that you do like and do work for you. So linalool is floral aromas, and they provide relaxation and calming effects, as we said before. If you find yourself stressed, having anxiety, depression, this terpene is going to be great for you. It's also great for pain and supporting the body's pain response, which I think is really cool. It also makes the immune system more resilient to the harm stress causes to the body, which is probably one of my favorite features about linalool. I am a stress person. I'm always stressed out. And I do find that when I smoke strains with linalool, my body is a little bit more calm, less stressed. And it's just cool that your body can work with a terpene to make you more resilient. And when thinking of cannabis and terpenes and cannabinoids, you don't think about things like that. I mean, I know I don't. And even as we did research for this podcast and I was researching linalool, that's one thing that I did not know about the terpene. And I thought it was very cool that each one has such specific characteristics that are unique to that terpene.
Some of them intertwine with similar characteristics.
Exactly. And it's just so cool that it can really go down into deeper effects if you really do the research and really do the proper research.
Yes. And just so you guys know, linalool, it's not unique to just the cannabis plant. Mm-hmm. Like Saba said earlier, it can be found in lavender, but it also can be found in birch tree bark, cinnamon, and citrus fruits as well.
We love linalool. It also, it I was reading an article and it said that people have used it for anti-epileptic properties in medicine practices, which I thought was pretty cool because it's nice. I mean, I know people who have epilepsy and for them it was, before it became legalized, it was smoking, but sometimes smoking triggered other things like headaches, migraines.
Because you don't know what you were really getting exactly. And there wasn't a dispensary where you could walk into and be catered to.
Exactly. So it's really interesting when I have patients come into the dispensary and ask me about, you know, certain terpenes or certain ailments that they're trying to relieve. And I mean, epilepsy, like that's so crazy that a terpene can target that specific ailment. And like the other day I had a little, he was actually probably under the age of 7. Mm-hmm. He was tiny. His mom was his caregiver and she came in to get, I can't remember what she got specifically, but she was treating an ailment for him and half of it was epilepsy, which I thought was very interesting because I've never seen a child under the age of 7 in a dispensary. So when she came around the corner, my first reaction was, ma'am, like,
yeah,
your kid isn't allowed to be in here. But she was like, no, I'm a caregiver for him. And I just think it's really cool that parents,
you don't see a lot of caregivers come through like that,
not with kids that mm-hmm. young. And it's really cool that parents are more open and being more open-minded to do the research. Well, and really,
yeah, especially when like nothing else is working.
Exactly. And if
you're thrown around in the medical system.
Exactly. And honestly, as I learn more about cannabis and just the natural properties of it, I don't want to pump my body with a ton of like
toxins,
medicines and toxins mm-hmm. that I don't know. I will take Advil migraine if I'm like excruciating pain because cannabis, I have not found something within cannabis to help my migraines. Mm-hmm. So Advil migraine is always my backup, but it's just really cool that parents are being more open to the idea of, I'm going to try cannabis.
Another
on my
natural
kid.
A medicine.
Exactly.
Whenever, you know, anything mm-hmm. in the medical system is not natural. So
exactly. So it's very interesting that parents are willing to do that. But this leads us to our next terpene, Bran.
I'm going to add a few things real fast to Linalool.
Okay, go ahead.
Sorry. Okay. So Saba was talking about stress and stuff. Linalool, we also know it to be like the terpene that I'm so sorry.
Words are hard today.
The terpene. There's so many different, the word terpene, linalool, so many things. It improves sleep. It reduces congestion. It actually heals lung inflammation, believe that or not. Yes, it's an anti-inflammatory and it helps fight off bacteria. And Saba and I have actually been adding like actual lavender, mm-hmm. lavender, aka linalool, to our bowls or joints. And it tastes so smooth and so clean. Mm-hmm. And it's just like a nice overall like healing effect on the body.
It's crazy how like it just, I mean, we've talked about this before, I'm sure, but like it's just like a effect on your body where you can just kind of feel it from head to toe.
It's hard to describe unless like you have tried adding lavender. Mm-hmm. We actually told a patient about adding lavender. I work in a chiropractor's office mm-hmm. and we told a patient about adding lavender to her joints, either with weed or just on its own. Mm-hmm. And she added it to her joint and she came back and was like, thank you so much for telling me that. She was like, I never can relax. Like I have the hardest time mm-hmm. falling asleep, even sometimes like smoking marijuana. She said she had a hard time and she was like, I was giggly with it and it just like helped me sleep so much. And so it's just cool to like rock people's world and mm-hmm. like knowing that, you know, the way terpenes work and the essential mm-hmm. oils and like they're in plants and it's... Anyways, that was just really cool. But strains with linalool that you can look out for are Dosey-Dose, Kosher Kush, Skittles, Pineapple Express, and Girl Scout Cookies. Those are just a few to name. But yes, we'll go into limonene.
Yes.
So presenting limonene, the terpene.
Take it away, Brian.
Limonene is a fruity and has like a citrus aroma to it. And you can find it, and you can also find it in lemon peel, orange peel, and the essential oil juniper. And really the only way to know if your strain is high in limonene is through lab tested batches. Mm-hmm. I feel like just with any other terpene, mm-hmm. I don't know how many of you have asked for test results on, you know, a certain strain or whatnot, but through lab tested batches is the best way that you're going to be able to find if you need something that's high in limonene. But to find strains that contain this terpene, you just got to keep an eye out for strains that contain the color yellow. Because mm-hmm. yellow equals lemon peel, mm-hmm. you know, all that different kind. So that can help you. Just like your nose steers you in a good direction, definitely, looking for certain strains that are good for mm-hmm. you, look out for the color yellow if you're looking for a specific in limonene. So do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, I kind of want to add to Brandon's thing about looking at testing. That's something that I feel like even as a bartender, nobody really asks me, which that's okay because it's my job. But I feel like people, if you're going to buy flower and you don't know, get comfortable with asking for testing, because I feel like people don't ask for that and people don't expect people to ask for that.
And I'm getting even used to trying to do that too. Like we're literally learning as mm-hmm. we're talking to you guys on this podcast right now.
Totally. And I mean, it's so cool there. I mean, I know my terpenes, but I've learned so much more about linalool and limonene as we had to dive in to do this episode. But yeah, get comfortable with asking about testing. Do your research, because that, all these little things, and if you put the work in at the beginning of your journey, it will make your journey so much more fluid.
It makes more sense too.
It's so much more sense.
If I would have done this, like, or I feel like way more mm-hmm. like early on.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah. Because like you're shopping for terpenes mm-hmm. kind of, but like yep. you're also like shopping for like your body. Like we are the ones who have yep. to live in our body and the mm-hmm. only ones who have to live in it. So yeah. like, let's take care of it.
Straight up.
Yeah. So back to limonene. Limonene helps relieve heartburn and acid reflux. It uplifts and elevates your mood. This terpene also provides anxiety and stress relief, just like Saba was saying about linalool and how sometimes terpenes cross, maybe share the same characteristic. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how this is with anxiety and stress relief. But this terpene has also been known to be called the anti-cancer terpene. I don't know if any of y'all have heard that before, but it has anti-tumor effects and it helps with killing cancer cells. So that's amazing.
That is amazing. Like, it's if you are somebody that has cancer or know somebody with cancer and you have not looked into cannabis or dove into what characteristics of the plant are going to help, sometimes it's not always THC, although THC is like the known route. Sometimes there's other cannabinoids that you can add in, which we will be doing a whole episode on the different cannabinoids, just so you guys know as well. But right. yeah, that's so important to know those things, because as your ailments come, there's also ways to help those ailments and ease the pain, calm your body, mm-hmm. relax your mind, just all the things that day to day that your body might need.
Yes. And terpenes, I feel like specific ones that helps just like cater to your body mm-hmm. and what you're going through. And I was just actually lost my train of thought. I was about to say something else that was like really good. And then as I was speaking, it left my brain. But with limonene, it also increases your serotonin and dopamine levels in your brain, which are also associated with anxiety, depression, and OCD.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's pretty, that's really awesome.
That is really awesome. One of my favorite things about limonene is the fruity aromas. Although I don't like lemon strains, mm-hmm. I love lime and I love the oranges, like Cali oranges from Calm Cannabis. Arbuckle Farms is the grower and it has been one of my favorite strains. Other than Blue Madness from Stability was one that I really liked because it was very versatile. But Cali Oranges is literally like exactly what you would want from yes. an a limonene type strain. It's mood boosting. And that's one thing I do love about limonene is the mood boosters. So with Cali Oranges, anytime I smoke it, I'm just feeling good. I'm in a good headspace. My body's active. My mind is active. There's no negativity within my body. And I've smoked it in a bad mood too. And I've drastically noticed the difference.
Right.
But I'm also a sativa girl and limonene is mostly found in sativa strains, which I love.
Yes.
The effects I get from this terpene are just amazing. Even if I start my morning with cannabis, I don't necessarily, I'm a microdoser. So the Mammoth cartridge, Sour Lemon OG is actually what I've been smoking on and savoring because it's not available anymore, which makes me very sad. But yeah, I know. And but I can microdose with that cartridge and just a little bit of a hit goes such a long way. Once that limonene hits my body, it's like, all right, let's go. Like my mind is stimulated. I'm active. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to go. My body's feeling good. And it's crazy how a little bit goes a long way. And I mean, even just the healing properties, you said heartburn.
Right.
Like, what? And you know, I forever have heartburn. So it's really cool that limonene can do that. And y'all better bet your bottom dollar that I'm about to try this the day I have like crazy heartburn. Yeah. See how it helps.
Go find limonene terpenes.
Yeah.
But limonene terpenes, they can also, they're easily absorbed through our skin. So it's popular to add limonene to creams and ointments. You know, whether you're, I don't know, if people, you make your own stuff at home or process stuff at home or just in general, like adding it to creams and ointments will be easily absorbed through our skin.
Which is very cool. Definitely yes. Take advantage of the different ways that you can medicate, because I know that there's brands out there that make one-to-one topicals that have limonene in it, or Mary's Medicinal, they have patches that they put specific terpenes in there to help certain things. So their sativa patch has limonene in it. And when I put one of those patches on my wrist, you better believe that I am like active. I'm feeling stimulated.
That's so awesome. I haven't tried those patches yet. I need to. I know you're hooked on them, but I need to. I'm a lower doser. So sometimes.
Well, that's the nice thing. Can you cut them? Yeah. So like I got one for my mom and I told her to cut it in fourths because she obviously is not a consumer. And so for her that, fourth would be perfect, but for you, it might be like a half because you're a low doser, but you're also kind of a higher doser.
Right.
But half would be perfect. And it's nice because if you use it properly, that head high is not what you get, but it's a full body high.
Yeah.
And even with
you're not inhaling it.
Exactly.
It's skin to skin and your contact.
Yeah. And even with the sativa, it's like your body feels very energetic and active. It's not anything less than that. Okay.
Remind me to try that because I'll easily forget.
Yeah. I definitely will. But yeah, that's just some of our favorite things about limonene. This terpene is a daily staple in my routine because it has such positive effects and properties, especially with my mood. Definitely love starting my day with it. And it just, that's really all I need to get me geeked up, especially since I've been kind of trying to steer away from coffee. It's nice to be able to find these natural ways for me to feel active.
Yeah. And I know this was like a shorter episode and that's kind of how our terpene episodes will be.
Yeah.
Just because once we cover them, we kind of cover it and
shorten to the point.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
But thank you guys so much for tuning into another episode of the Cannabis Hangout. We hoped you learned a little bit of something about some terpenes. Next time
we have terpene talk.
Next time we have terpene talk, we're going to be talking about myrcene and caryophyllene. Some people say caryophyllene.
Caryophyllene.
Or caryophyllene. There's different ways to say it. But yeah, so next time we're going to be touching on those. So hopefully you guys will join us for that. But we will catch you guys next week for another episode. But until then,
stay medicated.